This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, December 16th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Farm groups fight back. House Dems decide ag rancor. And Supreme Court to weigh in on emission standards. Ag groups mobilize to save market relief. Congress faces a Friday deadline to pass a new continuing resolution to keep the government funded and to extend the 2018 Farm Bill for yet another year. Over the weekend, farm groups quickly mobilized to demand congressional leaders end a partisan impasse and reach a deal on a package of economic assistance to include in the year-end legislation. The pressure from ag groups threatened to drain Republican support from the legislation if the aid was not included. Now take note, the Farm Credit Council joined the appeals for an aid package yesterday. In a letter to congressional leaders, the Farm Council said farm credit institutions, quote, anticipate the pace of loan restructurings to increase heading into what we expect will be a challenging winter-spring loan renewal season. Without additional support from Congress, many producers will have difficulty continuing operations. You can read our coverage of the negotiations at AgriPulse.com. Meanwhile, the House Democratic Steering and Policy Committee scheduled to pick a ranking member for the House Ag Committee. The committee's current top Democrat, David Scott of Georgia, is being challenged for the position by Jim Cost of California and Angie Craig of Minnesota. Scott has missed a series of meetings with colleagues where Costa and Craig have presented their arguments for getting the Ag Committee post. SCOTUS grants petition on California Clean Air Act waiver. The Supreme Court is stepping in to a dispute between industry groups and the federal government over California's longstanding authority under the Clean Air Act to set its own vehicle emission standards. EPA is planning to grant the state a waiver sometime this week, that according to multiple news reports. The waiver would give the state the right to ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. The High Court granted a petition Friday from the Diamond Alternative Energy, along with energy and agriculture groups, but restricted it to the question of whether other parties can sue over the waiver if they can show that the waiver hurts demand for their products. Other parties that have signed on include the American Petroleum Institute and a handful of state corn and soybean associations, including the Iowa Soybean Association and the Illinois Corn Growers Association. Biofuel groups push for 45Z extension. Groups representing the biofuel industry are making the case for an extended 45Z clean fuel production tax credit in written responses to the House Ways and Means Committee. The credit is currently set to end after 2027. The groups also say more climate-smart farming practices should be eligible for the credit without bundling requirements. The American Coalition for Ethanol and Renewable Fuels Association provided their comments in response to a request for information from the committee. RFA also suggests the committee consider extending the current suite of biofuel tax credits for a year, while guidance and potential modifications to 45Z are still being debated. The credit is set to kick in January 1st, but the Biden administration is yet to pull out proposed guidance, which has caused some anxiety in the industry. In the meantime, a bipartisan group of senators is pressing EPA on its verification process for used cooking oil imports. Biofuel groups have warned that current efficiency calculations for fuel feedstocks place a higher value on UCO and tallow, which has led to an influx of imports largely from China. In response to an earlier congressional letter, Customs and Border Protection said UCO is considered pure even when mixed with virgin vegetable oils like palm oil. Without a robust verification process, the credibility of the renewable fuel standard is at risk, and American farmers are likely missing out on key market opportunities. that the writing of Iowa GOP Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst and Minnesota Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar, who will become ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee in 2025. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA providing an extra 3 million electronic tags to producers. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service plans to give states an additional 3 million electronic identification tags needed to comply with a new animal disease traceability rule in fiscal 2025. Those new tags come on top of the 8 million the agency provided to producers during the last fiscal year. The announcement comes after producer groups and lawmakers voiced concerns about the cost producers in some states would have to pay for the tags necessary to comply with the regulation. Senator Kevin Cramer, the North Dakota Republican, warned USDA officials in a letter in October that while 300,000 tags would be needed by North Dakota ranchers under the rule, the agency had only committed to providing 116,000. The rule, which went into effect November 5th, requires cattle and bison to have EID tags if being moved across state lines. USDA unlocks more funding to fight screwworm. APHIS also providing $165 million in emergency funding to protect U.S. livestock from New World screwworm. The U.S. suspended live cattle imports from Mexico last month after the flesh-eating parasite was confirmed in a case near Mexico's southern border. APHIS says the funding will bolster monitoring and domestic preparedness operations as authorities from the U.S., Mexico, and Central American governments attempt to create a protective barrier in the south of Mexico. Well, here's today's final word. This bipartisan paid-for provision would increase funding for oversubscribed, voluntary, locally led conservation programs. That the National Association of Conservation Districts calling on legislative leaders to include a provision of the year-end spending bill to move Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding into the Farm Bill baseline. The group says Congress needs to pass both that provision and economic assistance for farmers. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, December 16th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.